This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. This episode is an excerpt from my public access TV show, Talk with TQ. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Talk with TQ. And as always, I always have the most interesting guests that I can find on the planet. Recently, I found a wonderful shop in Peekskill, New York. The name of the shop is Lily of the Valley Floral Design. So I know the website address is lilyofthevalleyfd.com. So if you want to find her, she's there. That'll probably put at the end. But her name is Pamela, and she is just the most delightful person. She's like a beautiful spring flower, I'll say, and I always enjoy coming in here and talking to her. Let's talk to her right now. Pamela, you're here. We did it. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. You know, I'm so happy that there's a floral shop in Peekskill. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's very hard to find one these days because people are usually just ordering something online and just, you know, trusting what they see in a picture. How did you get into this business? How did it all begin?
It began many years ago that I discovered that I had an interest in floral design. I won't take you all the way back to when I was a little girl and I put a seed in the ground and prayed.
No, you can do that.
Well, it really started when I was very young, a little girl, and growing up in Long Island. And we lived in a beautiful community, and everyone had beautiful flowers in front of their yard, and I wanted some in our yard. And we didn't have any. So I took a sunflower seed and planted it under a tree, and I prayed and asked God to let it grow. And it never did, because I didn't know you had to water it. And then fast forward to, I'm a young woman now, married with children. And 20 years ago, my husband and I were moving into his mom's townhouse because she was retiring. And she had a beautiful garden in front of her townhouse. And she commissioned me. She was like, Pam, I would like for you to take care of my garden. And she gave me a beautiful Japanese maple about that size. And she told me to plant it and take care of it and the garden. And I did. I took care of it, watered it every day, pruned and took care of everything, and even got the other complex members involved to where they piqued an interest for gardening and started taking care of their yards and putting flowers out there. And then I went on to New York Botanical Gardens, took classes, and was able to offer floral arrangements for ministry at church, at fellowship events. And then from there, people would ask, can you do a wedding? And I would get the opportunity to do a wedding here and there. It started from there. And coming to Peekskill, I continued doing flowers, but I'm a full-time teacher, a special education high school teacher, so I really couldn't commit the kind of time that I wanted to my passion and my love. So on a part-time basis, whenever I got events, I would do them, and I would work out of my home. In my kitchen, my living room was the floral cooler. The air conditioner was on all the time. And everyone knew mommy commandeered the living room and the kitchen for flowers. So between cooking, arrangements were being made. From there, I had the opportunity to be introduced to other corporate clients like Kathleen's Tea Room, who she happened upon me at a church event where she was catering. And she loved what she saw, and she gave me my first opportunity within Peekskill to have my flowers featured in an establishment. And it was a wonderful platform for me because there I was able to secure a New York Presbyterian Hospital. Nancy Cito, she frequented Kathleen's Tea Room and she saw my work. And she was like, we would love for you to be a vendor at New York Presbyterian. And I was like, absolutely. She told me what I needed in terms of documentation, which I didn't have. and it stepped up my game. And so I had to make sure that I got that documentation doing business as and an EIN number, you know, not knowing, you know, you have a passion. Yes, you have a hobby, but if you want to take it to the next level, you have to make sure that you have the credentials. And so that was my introduction to understanding the professional business side of it, what's required in terms of legal documentation to establish yourself as a legitimate business.
So it's interesting, a lot of people go into business and they really don't understand that there is a protocol and it is often strict. I'm glad you did this. But I have to tell the audience, and I have to ask you about this. I went to your website and I was just like all like thrilled. And I looked at what you do. Now, this is a floral shop. There are some obvious kinds of work that you'll get. It's obvious that you're gonna get everything from a birth to a funeral. And you take care of all that stuff. But when I went to your website, you have these areas, and I fell in love with two things on your website. I fell in love with the wealth and abundance arrangement with these luscious, beautiful, I know if they're tulips or roses, and they're this sort of, I want to say, a yellow ochre color and this rich crimson. And I was like, wow, look at that. You just look at that and you feel wealthy. And then the other one I fell in love with, well, I could use that today. I could use it on many days, is the pink, wait a minute, the pink passion?
Restoration?
The pink restoration. Mm-hmm. The pink restoration. Pink's like my favorite color. And I said, wow, I want both. So gorgeous. You have like these names for things. It's not what you would think. It's not just, here's the sympathy bouquet. Here's the baby shower bouquet. How did you come up with these names? There's even one called like crystal something.
Crimson and crystal.
Yeah.
Well, the names are inspired by actually my faith. So I'm a Christian. I'm an ambassador at Mount Olivet Baptist Church, and a lot of my faith and my walk, I spend a lot of time, you know, reading the word, being growing up as a preacher's daughter, and a lot of my inspirations come from the Bible, so they stem from there. That's at the root of it, and so when you hear something like pink restoration, actually that was a get well arrangement for Minister Tuesday. She was under the weather a couple of years ago, and so they asked for an arrangement, and I was like, okay, I wanted to make something beautiful for her, you know, to encourage her. And so when I thought about her, I thought, okay, she's restoring, and so getting better. So I was like, you know, we're going to call this Pink Restoration. And that's how I came up with the name, and to be restored, to be healed, and the wealth and prosperity. The wealth and prosperity, that was an arrangement that I actually had made for Beach Nails for their New Year, Chinese New Year. And one of the things that's important to them is wealth and prosperity. So when I thought about wealth and prosperity, they mentioned some colors that are popular. And so I chose the rose and the yellow alstomeria, and it just came together so well. And so I called it wealth and prosperity.
What did you say, yellow alstomeria?
Alstomeria.
I've never heard that before. I looked at it and I said, as a painter, I said, oh, that's like yellow ochre. Some people call it yellow oxide, which is a rich, bright, like a full, solid, I say luscious yellow.
Yes. And so the alstomeria is the plant itself, and it comes in a variety of colors. Okay. And is hardy. It blooms multiple bloom heads, and it lasts for at least 11 to 12 days if you take care of it. So it comes in yellows, oranges, pinks, purples, whites, just gorgeous colors.
So you've learned a lot about horticulture. You really have.
Yes, I would say,
you know,
now I know a lot about horticulture, but just actually watching and observing, watching different shows on TV, but also taking classes. But the courses seem to focus on making arrangements and the technique and methodology behind making certain types of arrangements, you know. So, and there's a whole nother side when we talk about horticulture, the caring for flowers and hedges and trees and all types of greenery that we look at, not just flowers, but also trees, shrubs, and the like.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I know that I remember when I got married the second time to my beautiful husband, and it was suggested to him that he wear a boutonniere. And he said to me, he says, I am not going to wear the sex organ of a plant on myself. What do you think about that? You know, and I said, well, it's not, I don't think people are thinking of it that way, but he sure did. He understood.
Hey,
he understood it that way. I mean, I just want you to speak to that because I never really understood why he wouldn't wear a boutonniere. I thought it would just look really classy.
I don't know why he would feel that way. When you talk about, I guess, photosynthesis,
yes,
and the way, you know, plants germinate, mm-hmm. I don't know all the science behind it, but I think in everything in creation, you have male and female. Uh-huh. So it's not anything I think that is foreign. Yeah. You know, it's a balance, right, mm-hmm. of nature and creation, mm-hmm. right, that everything is male and female. And from that, we're able to reproduce and recreate. So, I mean, it's really a beautiful thing.
It is. I mean, I can imagine having a boutonniere and just pinning a boutonniere on my lover, mm-hmm. you know, and it's sort of a romantic, sweet gesture.
It is, you know, and you wear the corsage, either right. wrist or near and dear to your heart, you know, and he wears the boutonniere and, you know, it joins the two of you together symbolically as a flower, just as we wear, right, our wedding bands. He has a band, you have a band. Again, a symbol of, you know, oneness, two people becoming one.
Yeah, yeah. There's something just so magical about flowers when you watch them. So what kind of customers do you have mainly right now? I know that we had Valentine's Day mm-hmm. a couple months ago, and I'm sure the place was packed for that. This is the place to come for that.
Well, I mean, Valentine's Day, we really had, I think it was went pretty well. Mm-hmm. This is our first year out, so we're learning. You know, it's a learning curve for us, you know, trying to figure out how to satisfy our customers and making sure that you have a nice balance between, you know, expenses and revenue, making sure you don't, you know, go overboard. But we've really had a lot of interest, people coming to the shop, and they're really intrigued by the aesthetic of the shop because it's not your typical florist shop that you would expect. And so they don't know if it's a gallery. And they're like, when they come in, they see the artwork, they're like, is this a gallery or is this a florist shop? You know, it's really both. It's flowers in every way you can imagine them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're presented in art form, in picture form. All of my work I put in picture form. So when I take pictures of flowers, garden in my backyard, or work that I've done for different events, I capture them in still shots and I display them not only for their beauty, but for sale as well. And then I capture my work also in inspiration cards, Pamela Johnson inspirations. So you're inspired that way. So the kind of people that come into the shop come from all walks of life, come from every background. Everyone loves flowers. Who doesn't love flowers? You know, they speak love, beauty, peace, everything lovely, you know, you find with flowers.
And I have to say, it smells, I always come in here, I stop and I'm like, God, it smells so good in here. I'll run in just to get a fix. And no, really, it smells so delightful. And it's all natural.
Mm-hmm. And and that was intentional because I wanted to speak to the five senses. So when you come in, I want you to have an experience and an encounter in my shop. Not just with me, but with everything in the room. Visually, I want you to see the beauty. Musically, I want you to hear the music. Smell, I want you to smell the aroma. Taste with Sip and Petals.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, I have to talk to you about that.
And, you know, and people are like, wow. You know, so when they come in and they're waiting for their flowers to be prepared, it's open. Most florists, they go in the back room and they create their arrangement and then they come out and it's done. Here, you get an open view of us making the arrangements. And there is a fascination with that, to see a person curate and develop the flowers or the arrangement. It's, you're in awe. I don't know why, but people are just captivated by it. And they look at it and they watch and they're like, oh, wow. And they get to see, you know, and it's inviting, you know. And they're like, wow, we've never seen it like this.
Well, it's like this now.
Yes.
You know, no, it is really very beautiful in here. You know, it feels, I don't want to use an overused word, so I won't even say what's really the word that's coming to mind, but it feels, I always say it feels magical when you realize that you're like sitting in a man-made place, but yet there's all these natural things around you growing and you just feel the energy. I think also, and you probably could speak to this, is flowers exude oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
If plants do.
Yes, and that's one of my other terms, breathe life with flowers.
Yes, you know, and I would encourage people to get plants. Come in here and find a plant because it's good to have a few plants in your environment. Mm-hmm. I'm sure when you took horticulture, you talked about that whole science.
Well, to be clear, we really didn't go into horticulture in terms of when you talk about floral design. Mm-hmm. That's really a whole different lane or topic of category. But when you talk about photosynthesis and flowers, process of taking carbon dioxide and transition and making it into oxygen, flowers do provide that. They clean the air and they're aesthetically beautiful to look at. Yes. And when you take care of something and you watch it grow, you know, at your hands and your care, there's, you know, he's a creator, yes. Right? He created this creation, mm-hmm. You know, and God created us. And so we are able to create too. And there's a joy and a satisfaction that you get when you're able to create something with your hands and see your workmanship. You know, there's nothing that is more rewarding. I mean, I love teaching. Don't get me wrong. I love teaching. I love working with young people. And I see my handiwork with my students when they take their exams or help them get into schools. And that's wonderful. But to see something that was an idea in my mind and I take what's in creation, what God has created in nature, and I'm able to make something that has never, you know, been created in the design or how it looks, it's like, wow. You know, to be able to do all of this, to be able to have the time to create all of this, which really came out during the time of the pandemic, when I was able to stop and pause and really reflect and look inward and get in touch with my spirit man, spirit woman, and to spend time in, to be very honest, to spend time praying and meditating and to spend time to see and really look and smell the flowers. And this is the creation of that time that I spent. And I'm in awe.
It is awe-inspiring. And you talk about the spiritual connection. I think when I walk in here, I think, oh God, my grandmothers, both of them. They, even though they were from, one's from my father, one's from my mother, they had green thumbs. And it seemed like they could touch something and it would just grow. Where me, I have to really be cognizant. I'm going to ask you this question. I'm sure you've been asked this before. Do you talk to your plants to help them grow?
Yes, I do.
Why do you do that? I know why I do it. Why do you do it?
I just talk to my babies, you know, because I'm taking care of them, you know, and I want them to grow. And, you know, you want to speak life. Like I speak life to my daughters, you know, to my husband. I speak life to my flowers. You know, oh, you're so beautiful. Look at you just percolating today. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to be on debut today. So I need you to please be at your best.
Really? That's the conversation.
And I pray before I make my arrangement. Oh. I do. Whoever the client is, I do. I ask God, you know, just touch my hands and let me create what it is that they're looking for, the atmosphere they want to set. A little prayer. And I open my creativity and let it flow.
There's
and
nothing like a little prayer.
And it does. I put my heart into every arrangement I make.
I can see that. So we're embarking upon the approaching Mother's Day.
Yes.
Mother's Day is a big day for flowers.
It is.
So what do you anticipate?
It's funny because my team and I, we were talking today, you know, oh my goodness, Mother's Day is coming. What should we be doing? So we're planning now, you know, to try to determine what we're going to offer. Are we going to have ready-made arrangements? Are we going to have ready-made bouquets? We're waiting to see what orders come in, to see what people want. And, you know, we're just trying to anticipate as much as possible to be prepared for what people might be interested in. We also make pre-ordered arrangements that, you know, may not be on the website, may not be through Teleflora, something that you just want created that has nothing to do with a pre-made arrangement. And so we have to be ready that way, too.
Right. I imagine people are looking for that. On those times when I buy flowers, mm-hmm. You know, you go on, I don't want to mention like the commercial, but I'm wondering, are you affiliated with FTD or Pro Flowers or any of those
companies.
Yes, so we are affiliated with Teleflora. When we opened up, they reached out to us, so we're members with Teleflora. So we do make arrangements that you might find on Teleflora. Yes, we do.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it's a wonderful network to be a part of. So you're a part of a team of florists all across the country. So, you know, it's awesome because you're able to service people close by locally as well as outside the state, you know, where you get to work with other florists as well.
I imagine there are people that want to order something for somebody, but they don't live here, but who they want to order it from might live like across the street, so they can call you and they'd be all set.
Yes, they'd be all set. We cover a specific geographic location. We cover, you know, Peekskill, Cortland, some of Mayapack, Mohegan Lake, Montrose, Ossining. So we will travel. We will travel and deliver at a cost, but we will travel down Westchester County, Southern Westchester County, and Northern Westchester County.
So there's nothing like getting flowers sent to you by someone. That is just like the best thing.
Yes.
You know, it really is that they couldn't think of anything, but they were thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. Now I want to ask you this question. You're doing something that I find like very interesting, that you're doing this as if I never thought of a florist doing this. You're doing something called Sip and Petals.
Yes.
And there is wine there. Tell us about that.
Sip and Petals is a spinoff from, if you will, Sip and Paint. You know, you have Sip and Paint, you go and you have wine, you know, appetizers, or you bring your own food, and then you paint a particular image or object. Well, Sip and Petals is the same type of idea. So you're able to have the shop for two hours, 4 to 10 guests. And you receive heavy appetizers from Kathleen's Tea Room. You have coffee, tea, wine. After you enjoy your meal, I then teach you how to make a fresh floral arrangement. You get a class, essentially, on how to make a fresh floral arrangement. You get to display your arrangement on the table. You get a full scape, linen, napkins, china, wine glasses, music, ambiance, and it is a wonderful, intimate setting for you and your guests to enjoy. And then you have lovely desserts, and then you take your final pictures by the flower lady who has flowers on her mind. And it's a wonderful experience. And women love it. And when you're in a crunch or you need to make flowers, now you know how to make a quick arrangement for your dinner table, you know, should you need to do so.
So you create this elegant event.
Yes.
I think that's wonderful. And it sounds like from what I could see on your site that you're getting it catered by Kathleen's Tea Room.
Yes.
She does travel.
Yes.
Yes. And she brings her full...
Yes, so she'll bring all of the appetizers and we'll set them up. And then we take it from there, and it's a wonderful partnership. She's my mentor, you know, and it's a wonderful partnership to have her have the willingness to pour into me in that way and support. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm really grateful for her confidence, for her friendship, and for her insight and guidance.
Yeah, Peekskill's really a friendly town.
It is.
I was born, I came from a friendly village on the Sound Shore, and I moved to the friendly town on the Hudson. You know, and I think that it's really good when businesses support each other.
Yes.
And I saw the pictures, and it looks like a lot of fun. It looks like it's very, very elegant and delicious. And you have a floral arrangement. And does it come, do you get like a vase or anything?
When they make their arrangements, right. So it will come in a preset floral dish.
Okay.
And then I will teach you from there how to create a floral arrangement using foam, and how you handle the foam, how you care for the flowers. And they learn from start to finish. They have to clean them, they have to prep them, and they do the whole process to see start to finish how you create a beautiful arrangement and to get insight on what florists do. We touch every petal, every stem of a flower. When you see all of those flowers in there, our hands have touched every single stem, every head of the flower. It's intense work.
Your energy's in there.
Yeah, Yeah, it's intense work. It's detail oriented.
Do you give advice on how to make a bouquet of flowers last longer besides that packet that goes in there? That does work, I know.
Those are floral industry secrets. But yeah, there are tricks and things that, you know, you can do to help your flowers last long. Like, for example, hydrangea. Any hard stem flower like a hydrangea or a rose, remember, they bloom in the summer. They like the heat. So if you ever have a hydrangea and she looks like she's wilting and she's going to die, she's not. She's asking for more water. And if you take the stem and you smash it with a hammer or a sharp object and then shave it a little around the stem and cut it on an angle and put her in nice, warm, hot. Think about when you take a nice, warm bath, put it in hot water and give it 10 minutes and she will come back to life.
Yes.
And the same with roses, and they will drink, and they will open up, and they are just, you know, in their element.
Whereas and they love it.
Yes, whereas tulips, softer stem flowers, you want to put them in cold water. Because remember, they bloom in the spring, in the cooler,
oh.
Right? So they like cold water.
Okay.
And you put them in cold water, and you wrap their body in a support, because when they drink, they fall out. When you give tulips their water when they're first drinking, you notice
they kind of wilt over.
They wilt over. So if you wrap them just with some support, piece of paper, and they'll stay standing up straight.
Yeah.
But once they drink and they have their fill, they'll start to get perky again and stand up for you.
Just like you and me. Right? And you also have these lovely gift baskets. You know, I just want to sort of close out with that because mm-hmm. I think with Mother's Day coming and Father's Day coming mm-hmm. and graduation coming, mm-hmm. a gift basket is usually one of the best things, you know. I mean, I like to give gift baskets to people when they're in the hospital, anything. So you tell us a little bit about that.
If you go on my website, I have his and her rejuvenation baskets, and it's everything mind, body, and spirit. So when you receive a his and her or his or her basket. For a female, she'll get everything catering to the body, lotions, body wash, facial creams, mani-pedi set, nail polish, a journal to write in, an inspirational book, a hot cocoa, hot tea, some soup, maybe some warm socks, or flip-flops if it's a summertime. Sometimes I do a throw, and you get a throw. It can be as, inexpensive or as expensive as you want it to be. So if you want a more custom and pricier basket, we can do that. And if you want a more gourmet basket, we can do that also. Everything made to order, how you would like your recipient to receive the gift. So affordable to the more pricey, we can do that. And we have baskets for him, too.
Ooh.
For him, too.
Let's get him one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pamela Johnson, you're a lot more than just a floral shop.
Yes.
Yeah. This is almost like a one-stop gift shop.
Yes, it is.
And I see some things. I see mm-hmm. chocolate over mm-hmm. here. You
yes.
know, I saw that. I've been looking at that. I've been eyeing that.
Yes.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I think that you'll be, I believe that you'll be very successful.
Thank you.
You know, because your heart's in it. And I'm going to suggest to the audience before we close that one really nice thing to do for someone, I had a coworker once whose husband would send her at the office, we were all jealous, once every 2 weeks, fresh flowers. And she always got them. And a lot of people would look and say, wow, my husband doesn't do that. You know, you've got to ask him. But that's a really nice gesture. Somebody that you know, someone who loves you, would be really, really happy with you if you sent them some beautiful flowers from Lily of the Valley Floral Design in Peekskill, New York. And it's lilyofthevalleyfd.com.
Yes.
Be there or be square.
Yes.
And we're gonna have Pamela Johnson back because I really enjoy her.
Oh, thank
She's
you.
She's just so full of great energy. You have to come in the store and meet her. She's the
thank
best.
You. Thank you.
So until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.